The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, Chapter 2.
Have you ever used GPS? Of course you have. You probably use it every day to get from where you are right now to where you want to go. When I started my business 32 years ago, we used something called a map, and it was made out of this interesting material called paper. But today, we simply get out our smartphones that knows where you are, scary, and we open the application, and it takes us where we want to go. It knows where you are, and it gives you turn-by-turn directions to get you to your destination. Do you know where you want to go? Are you clear about what you want out of life and what you want your business to look like? And here's a more important question. Do you really know where you are right now? The first thing GPS has to do is determine where you are. I had the amazing honor of being quoted in the last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book, Born to Win, and helping Tom Ziglar put together this business assessment in the last chapter of that book. And what that assessment does is it reveals where you are in your business right now by asking 10 questions under each of the five areas of business. The first area is marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Second is sales. That's everything you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Third is operations. This is everything that you do to serve your clients, your patients, your members, your guests. In our coaching program, we're working in over 100 different industries now. And administration, which is the fourth area of business, is everything that you do to track your numbers, the internal office systems, and to run the business. And then finally, leadership is everything you do to lead and guide your business forward. This assessment reveals how solid your systems are in each area or not. You find out where you really are in your business. And most small business owners don't really understand how to assess where they are. The answer to these questions in the assessment reveal where you are in your business right now compared to a phenomenally successful business, which I'm assuming is where you want to go, and that's extremely important to understand. In fact, in coaching small business owners for over two decades, I've found that most don't really have a grasp on where they really are in their business right now. This assessment helps you to see where your business really is right now. So back to GPS for a second. Let's say that I want to go to my favorite spot in Florida, but I've been blindfolded, driven around for hours, and dropped off on the side of an unmarked road. Unless I know where I am, even though I know how to get to my favorite spot in Florida, I can't get there. So the GPS picks up where I am. Then I can type in the location in Florida, and it will give me step-by-step directions to get there. So the first part of GPS for phenomenal success is allowing the GPS to determine where you are. Once you know where you are, you can then use GPS to guide you to your destination. So I have an acronym for GPS. It's goals, plans, and systems. G is for goals. Without clearly defined goals, you'll never know where you're going and if and when you ever get there. You must have clearly defined life goals and clearly defined business goals. They must be written down and they must be yours. They must be meaningful to you and they must be specific and measurable. Of course, this entire book could be about setting goals, but you get the point. P is for plans. You need a map. Would you try to go somewhere you've never been without a map? A simple business plan that includes your business goals, your vision, your mission, your values, your organizational chart, a 12-month budget, a marketing plan. You know, it sounds like a lot, but I'll show you how to make it really simple. It's vital that you create a really good map and follow it closely if you want to get to a better destination. And then S is for systems. You must choose what vehicles you'll use on this amazing and exceedingly important journey. Your business is a vehicle, and like any vehicle, it has a number of systems that work together to operate it. A bicycle has the wheel system, the gears, the frame, the braking and steering systems. They all work together as one system. An automobile has a number of systems such as the combustion system, the drivetrain system, the steering system, all those things that work together. A Boeing 747 aircraft has many systems that work together that can take a whole bunch of people a long way. I created what I call a 747 business model. This in chapter 4 of my book, Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life. The five systems of a phenomenally successful business make up the vehicle you'll use to get to where you want to go. They are also the systems that'll help you stay there. The stronger the systems, the smoother they work together, the better your trip will be. It's no fun running out of gas or breaking down on the side of the road. It's no fun having to rely on a vehicle that's falling apart, which is the case for many small businesses. So set your goals, develop your plan, and then build systems in your business. The rest of this book will help you do that.